There's another big story about privacy and technology we want to tell you about, and the world's Lydia Emanuelidou is here to do that.
Hi, Carol. Okay, so remember a couple years ago when this happened?
It's the debate pitting the FBI against one of the world's most valuable companies, Apple.
A judge is ordering Apple to help the FBI break into a cell phone.
That was carried by one of the two terrorists who killed 14 people in that December attack in San Bernardino.
So the FBI wanted Apple to help them break into a phone, an iPhone that was used by one of the attackers in that 2015 shooting in San Bernardino, California. Apple refused. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it has to do with this big question that countries around the world are grappling with. Should law enforcement be able to demand that tech companies provide these backdoors to help with ongoing investigations? Lawmakers here in the U.S. haven't come up with the legal framework to answer that question, but they did in Australia.
Really?
Yeah, last week in Australia, they passed controversial legislation that essentially gives law enforcement agencies the right to go to tech companies and say, hand over your encrypted data.
Remind us what kind of platforms use encrypted data.
Messaging apps like WhatsApp, Signal are two good examples. They're designed to make it so that if I send you a message, Carol, you and I are the only two people who can see that message. The platforms cannot see them. Law enforcement cannot see them. Nobody except you and I can see them. And the argument that law enforcement in Australia have been making is that without access to those communications, police and law enforcement can't do their job properly. They say that digital communications are really a key tool to investigating organized crime and terrorism. Here's what Australia's Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, said about this last month.
As terrorists and other criminals evolve their tactics, so must we.
So the Australian government wants to be able to go to tech companies and say, we have a suspect in this case, and we think there might be vital information inside this encrypted app. Decrypt that data or what? What's going to happen to the company?
Right. So decrypt that data or face a penalty, like a big fine.
Do you have a sense of what Australians are thinking about this?
Yeah, there's been a lot of backlash to this legislation, particularly from the tech community in Australia. I talked to Sarah Moran. She runs a company called Girl Geek Academy that's all about getting girls and women into tech. So she told me that there aren't clear limits on when law enforcement can and can't demand data under this law. That, of course, raises some pretty big questions about digital privacy. And Sarah also told me that jeopardizes the future of Australia's tech industry.
Regardless of the logistics of the law, it means our government has sent a message to the world that really pulls into question as to whether or not we should be building technology companies here. And it is disheartening, actually almost heartbreaking, to be able to say, well, that's great. I really want you to build technology, but maybe you can't do it here because of these laws. And that has really put my own world into a bit of a tailspin.
And Carol, Sarah told me there's another major question that this legislation raises.
Who does this apply to and where? There is the potential implication that if an American company has engineers here, that those engineers will need to abide by Australian law. And I know already there are some American companies having those conversations about what that means.
What do American companies think about all this?
Big American companies like Apple, Google, Microsoft, they've already come out and denounced the law. They say it undermines cybersecurity and human rights. And Carol, there's one more thing I want to note here. The U.S. and Australia are part of this intelligence sharing coalition. And people told me this means that Australians could pass along information that they've gathered under this law to the U.S., even though the U.S. doesn't have that same legal infrastructure in place. So you see how one nation's laws start to affect another's in the cyberspace. Now, this law isn't going into effect until the beginning of next year, but still the fact that the Australian government made this move is really significant, and so is the reaction it's gotten, not just from Australia, but the rest of the world.
The world's Lydia Emanuelidou. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carol.